عمه قال: سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم جهارا غير سر يقول: إن آل بني فلان ليسوا بأوليائي. هذا عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله عنهما. He says that I heard Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم saying loudly, not softly, that the family of a certain tribe of so and so, ليسوا بأوليائي, this tribe is not my close friends. Nabi alayhi salam making clear, they are not my close friends. إنما ولي الله صالح المؤمنين. Verily, the people that are my close friends are the pious people. In other words, when a person is choosing a friend, he should choose somebody who is pious. Because it comes in a hadith, another hadith, المرء على دين خليلي. A person is upon the religion of his friend. Whatever his friends are doing, that's the pattern and that's the mode and that's the path he will choose. Very often you'll find a good boy, a good child, but because the company he keeps is bad, automatically the child coming from a good home, his ways and his styles go off because of his companionship, because of his friends. So therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that a man is upon the ways and upon the religion of his friends. What his friends does, that's what he does. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam is clarifying and making very clear that verily my friends are, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is my friend. The first person a person takes as his friend, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that is with him all the time, through the good and through the bad, through all conditions, Allah is with him. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam clarifying this, وَصَالِحُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and the pious believers. وَلَكِنْ لَهُمْ رَحِمٌ أَبُلُّهَا بِبِلَالِهَا مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. However, this tribe that Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam was referring to, they were tribe, obviously they were not close to Islam, not close to deen, but they had some lineage via the fact that they were Quraysh or they were Arabs, so they had some relationship with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So to clarify it, he says that they are family. The only reason I'm keeping contact with them, ta'alluq with them, is not because they are my close friends, but because they are my family. And because they are my family, abulluha bi bilaliha, I maintain that close family ties. One of the things we mentioned yesterday was the linguistic meaning of these words that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used, loosely translated as he maintained family ties. But this word abulluha bi bilali actually means to keep it wet, to keep it moist. So family ties is something a person has to keep it moist all the time. He has to do that extra. If a person just leaves it, he just leaves his garden, he doesn't water it, then after a while he'll find that it will die down. No water, no rain, no nothing, no watering. Then all those plants will die. So family ties later, just leave it, after a while it will die. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used these words that I moisten it, I water it, I keep it going. So family ties needs that one phone call, it needs that visit, it needs that kindness, it needs that generosity, then it will continue maintaining itself. The other explanation ulama give to these beautiful words used by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that cutting of family ties is actually like burning, like fire. And maintaining family ties now is throwing water over that fire, not allowing that fire to cut off itself. So therefore, the words Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used, actually literal meaning is that I moisten it, I put water to it, is I put off that fire that will cut off family ties. We just mentioned this ayat of the Quran which came under this hadith, وَإِنْ تَظَاهَرَ عَلِيْهِ فَإِنَّ اللَّهُ مَوْلَاهُ وَجِبْرِيلُ وَصَالِحَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling who is the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he is a person's friend, then a person doesn't need anybody else. It doesn't matter what people say, what people do to him, the fact that he got Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in itself is enough. Allah ta'ala in the Quran mentions that if you back one another against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, remember something, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that is supporting Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam first. Then Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam is supporting Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَصَالِحُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and the pious people are with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that my friends and my close companions are the pious believers. So this hadith and Abi Ayyub, Khalid ibn Zayd al-Ansari radiyallahu anhu, anna rajulan qala, ya Rasulullah, akhbirni bi'amalin yudkhiluni al-jannah wa yuba'iduni min an-nar. Hazrat Abu Ayyub Khalid ibn Zayd al-Ansari radiyallahu anhu, he said that the person came up to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at what the thoughts of these sahaba were, what their mind was thinking. When they would come up to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to ask questions, see what question they would ask. He didn't come to ask him is how I can make money, how I can do well in my business, show me more avenues so that I can increase my investments. But he came up to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, tell me, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of such an action that will cause me to enter Jannat and will save me, distance me from the fire of Jahannam. It's almost as though they had passed the hurdle and they had passed the destination of dunya. Their mind and their thinking and their source was already in Akhirat. Everything was about the day of Qiyamah, about Jannat, of Jahannam. They had no question to ask about this world. O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahabi came, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell me that what would cause me to enter Jannah and distance me from the fire of Jahannam? فَقَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ تَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا. You worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not ascribe any partner to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَتُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ. Perform your salat diligently, properly perform your salat. وَتُؤْتِي الزَّكَاةِ. And discharge your zakat, give your charity, etc. وَتَصِلُ الرَّحِمِ. And the next thing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam added to these great important pillars of Islam, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that maintain family ties. Ulama explained such a big thing. Why did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all these things are the pillars of Islam. Why did he add tasilur rahim, that maintain? One is to show the importance of maintaining family ties. The other is perhaps that this person Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam could see in him that he was such a person, he wasn't keeping the ties that he should be keeping. So to impress upon this particular questionnaire, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this questionnaire, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that you maintain family ties. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all tawfiq. We can see from this that how many ahadith come, so many of them are coming just to implore us that maintain this family ties. Today in this zamana, time and age, small things, people are breaking up families. Forget the extended families, brothers are not talking to each other for some petty difference, some inheritance issue, or some business matter, they were partners and something happened. They don't want to talk, two families don't want to talk. So we are living in such a zamana, petty things. Or the two wives, something happened between two wives, and the brothers don't want to talk because the wives told each other something. So small things, people are breaking up family ties. Whereas the hadith is exalting us that keep up this family ties, go out of your way to maintain family ties. This is such an important thing. Allah Pak give us all tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.